True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
95.9 Texas Country, also heard at 98.5 from the Croker Heating and Air Studio. The great Charlie Robinson. Feeling good, my friend. Hopefully you are. Standing by for Jim Akata. He'll have an update on his colonoscopy, Bob. I know you're excited to hear how that went. Hopefully great.
Yes. No, it's an important thing to do, man.
It is. And
yeah. Most popular dog names in the United States.
Spot. Rover.
By state, U.S. News and World Report has dug into 80,000 bits of data from the pet insurance industry.
Yeah, so these are people that have the money to afford pet insurance. Do you have pet insurance?
Yes and no. There's 7 levels of it, right? We got the really low level, which is apparently not been that bad.
After spending $3,800 on a free cat, I told my wife probably should invest.
You better get your free cat at a young age. Cause
we did.
Insuring them later is in life, yeah. So these are relatively recent, 80,000 different deals from pet insurance companies since March of this year.
Popular pet names.
In Texas, the most popular name, and the only one they give you, is Bella.
Bella, okay, that makes sense.
We had a cat named Bella. These are dog names, though. I said pet names. This is the most popular dog names. And it's pet insurance, but yeah. All right, there you go. The most popular name in the United States, however, is Luna.
That's a popular name here lately.
I hadn't heard that one.
Luna.
Followed by Bella, then Charlie. Number 4 is Max, and number 5...
Oh, Max. Max is a good dog.
What's number 5 here? Daisy.
Oh, Daisy's a good doggy.
Lucy, Coco, Milo, I like that. Cooper and...
Milo Hamilton.
Number 10 is Teddy.
How's...
Teddy.
How's Loretta, Jimmy Carter?
Loretta is wonderful.
Okay, good.
She's doing great.
Hey, Loretta.
Girl, but she's good.
I love you more than my Irish
Loretta Martin thought she was a lover. Get back. She's Loretta from Glenn. One of
Loretta Lynn's more contrived rhymes ever in the song, Hey, Loretta, I love you more than my Irish Setta.
Setta. Oh, God.
Wasn't a good rhyme, yeah. I don't think. Yeah,
she'd been to the sauce that day.
Yeah, it could have been. It worked.
Morning, Jimmy.
Jimmy Carter.
Good morning.
He's here, brought to you by Crestview RV, Precision Camera and Video, and Swartner Farm and Ranch. Well, we're all on pins and needles. wondering if you can share with us your experience.
It all worked out good. I had one polyp, which is good, I think. Only had one.
Precancerous?
And, well, they don't know. You know, you never know.
Well, they can kind of tell, but until the pathology
goes on. He didn't think I had any problems.
Yeah,
no,
they're always right. You're good.
Yeah.
I said,
so anyway, that part was easier than going to get your teeth cleaned. You know, it was not a big deal whatsoever. I'm a little sore, on the backside today and yesterday, but otherwise
I have never had that happen.
Where you have to fast. Yeah, with the fast, it was rough. 10 p.m. from Saturday until 10 a.m. on Monday is a long time not to eat. I had some popsicles and stuff, but that was not fun. But the worst part with me was the trying to drink that stuff. That was bad, but I did it. And then the outcomes of that were uncontrollable at times. Well,
there's a
bad.
New thing to drink, they say, is about a tenth as onerous as. Did they have you on, what's it called, Citrus
Magnate? We had Plenview.
Yeah, that's the one
which
that's
is basically
pretty easy
a hyped up version.
It's still bad.
No.
Is it? Okay.
It's just not as much.
No.
Yeah, it's ugly.
That magnesium citrate will.
Yeah, this is some kind of polyglot antifreeze stuff. It's a hyped up version of Miralax. And it was uncontrollable was the word I would use. baby without a diaper is what I would also use.
All right.
It was rough. It was kind of a never seen anything like that or felt anything like that before. Never had a Mount Vesuvius in my behind. That
there
was
you
really
go.
A,
all right. All right.
Moving along.
We ask. Yeah. Okay.
Phew. Imagine the worst Mexican vacation you've ever been on. Okay,
but basically an outcome that is very reassuring.
Good.
Yeah, it is. It is. Yes, it is. So there you are. Now you must be reassured because the Democrats are back. Is that correct? They're back.
Oh yeah, and like nobody really knows because the news cycle was so eat up with one of the biggest national news stories to ever occupy a day that I've ever seen yesterday up in Washington.
Oh yeah, I mean that was could you have? Yeah, that was pretty unusual. Somebody said they'd covered the White House for a very long time and never seen anything like that. You see them at a NATO meeting get together. You see them at a G7 or a G6 or something. But to see them all at the White House was very unusual. Unless somebody had
at the
died
table to solve
like
a
that.
War that's gone on 3.5 years with several hundred thousand people dead. Yeah,
yeah, that's very unusual. So. You know, but again, with the Trump derangement syndrome running in such high gear, you know, you didn't, even I was watching Bill Maher last night, and they're incapable, most of these, I guess all of them, are incapable of saying, well, he did that good, but I don't like what he did over here. They can't not give a compliment to anything. And that's what hurts their credibility. You can't be against everything. You need to pick your battles where when you do something, it's important. And somebody's going to listen. But after a while, it's like crawling wolf. You're almost, okay, whatever he does, they're going to not like it. Or they're going to ignore it. So anyway, the Texas Democrats are back. I know you are excited. We are blessed that Hurricane Aaron did not show up. Went and stayed out there as a fish storm. But still, getting close enough to the Outer Banks of North Carolina that it may destroy some houses today with 8 to 12 foot to 20 foot waves. Some of those houses are built on stilts, but the stilts may not be enough. We shall see some point today. Aaron's bad storm, though, category four. I think it did get to be a 5 for a little while. 2025 Atlantic season is awake. There is one out there behind Aaron. They think might have a similar course, but they're not sure yet. So it's got a 60% chance of doing something wrong in the next couple of days. Keep an eye on the water there between Africa and the lesser and greater Antilles. Whew, yeah, hurricanes. MSNBC has changed. Well, I haven't looked at them today, but they're in the process of changing their name. They're going with MS Now. That's the big name change for them. MS Now stands for My Source for News and Opinion.
Yep. I saw the announcement yesterday. I was hoping that, you know, well, what was I hoping for? That this new owner of theirs would say, you know what, we're just going to deliver the news. But, you know, their image is, it's like Fox's, is so cemented to the conservative side, they might as well just stick with what they do, I guess.
Yeah, I mean, because they had all their their so-called stars on the front row, and it's a ghoul's gallery of liberalness. Texas and Penn State, they've got three players apiece in the college football AP preseason All-American team.
Woohoo!
Is that true? All the regular season set to begin Saturday for some?
0 week, yeah.
0 week, but it's really only five games, the biggest of which is Kansas State and who is it?
Iowa State.
Iowa State and Kansas State. But yeah,
why are they playing so early, just to get attention?
0 week they come up with. I don't know. Yeah, I guess.
Huh.
I think it's in like Ireland or New Zealand or.
Yeah, I think it is in Dublin.
Yeah.
That game at 11 o'clock our time, sir.
Oh, they're somewhere else. Okay.
Yeah, but then there's four other games like Sam Houston and Western Kentucky.
Good job, Bob.
And then the next week is the big week. And next week is the big one.
Oh,
you guys, right?
40-something games, including starting on Thursday night and Friday night next week.
I hope it cools down. It has been pretty hot in the South. I wouldn't want to. I know high school football in this part of the world starts Friday. And it's mighty hot for practice and play. Even at night, I was out the other morning to get picked up. It was like, what time was I out there? 5-something. And it was terrible then. It's just muggy, real muggy. But I hope this weather does lighten up a little bit for the football players. The Tennessee Valley Authority has entered into a deal with Google and nuclear startup company K-Rose Power to purchase electricity from a small modular reactor slated for 2030. These are supposed to be kind of built all over the place. The first U.S. utility offtake agreement with an advanced nuclear plant. They're going with these smaller ones because they need the juice, and they don't see the big boys doing anything, so they're going with different people. But TVA is the quasi, it's government, so they're going to work with a smaller nuclear facility instead of the big boys. Mm-hmm. The largest ever space antenna, spanning 39 feet, has been deployed to check fractions of an inch within the Earth's surface, shifting ice things and movement by earthquakes, landslides, and volcanoes, seeing what the world has done, what the Earth has changed to do. Trump says the U.S. will provide security guarantees to Ukraine, and the event of a peace deal with Russia will be in there with Europe, because Europe's going to do it. He's encouraging territory swaps over takeovers. Well, I think even if Zelensky would say yes to some things, I don't think his citizens, he'd have a tough time selling it to the citizens. And they're not going to let him be in NATO, and they're not going to let him join the European Union. I don't think Putin would allow any of that. So they're pretty much right that they don't see him, Putin, giving up a lot on this deal. And Ukraine may have to give up some, but I think they mainly want to make sure that, you know, this is never going to happen again, because you're going to have the equivalency of NATO people there.
It looks like they're going to relax that, because what Zelensky has said all along is, look, I can't give up land because it's in our Constitution that I don't have the power to do that. And apparently, learning more yesterday, their Constitution says that If they ever want to do that, they have to put it to a citizen vote.
Yeah.
Now, they're already saying that would take too much time. They're leaving it up to President Zelensky to figure out how to pull this off. But the polls in the Ukraine now show that, 67-68% of Ukrainians want a negotiated end to the war. And just a year and a half ago, that was 22%. So they're tired.
Well, the part over there that Russia got pretty quickly, those people are Russian-speaking people anyway. That they almost consider themselves.
You talking about Crimea that they already had, or the Dubai
over region? There on the right, that far right over there,
the,
yeah,
Dubai region.
There's something, and so they're kind of a Russians, and they're occupying it. It's up on that line is where they got to figure out, you know, what they're going to do. So I feel sorry for all those people over there. They bombed the hell out of them on Monday. They got a lot of bombing yesterday after Putin came back. So Texas back in the news again today. declaring the end of the measles outbreak. 762 people since January. Last reported case was July 1. Hopefully they got that under control.
Yeah, the whole deal was with our new guy in charge of health, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who doesn't apparently says he does, but doesn't believe in vaccines. That the we're gonna get wiped out by the measles in Texas first. Not so much, huh? I'm shocked.
Well, they were there. They got it, you know, surrounded, and I think they stopped the spread somehow. I don't know exactly what they were doing, but they were doing something. And he had them in there. He had the different. Police, I mean the health detectives were in there doing their thing. So
wasn't that a compound?
Whatever it is, they got it done.
School being in?
No. Over that part of Texas, there was a compound of I want to say Mormons who didn't believe in
or Amish, yeah, Amish.
Amish,
yeah, Amish, okay. Mormons. Amish. It was something like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so, yeah, they don't. Yeah, so but they're mingling with other people. That was the problem. And we'll see. Hopefully, it's not just asleep. They've surrounded it and done whatever they need to do.
Yeah, what are you waiting for? Waiting for Jimmy Carter. Here we go, page two. Good morning, Jimmy.
All right. President Trump said he is going to sign an order to block mail-in voting ahead of the 2026 midterm elections. I guess he can do that. I don't know. Hamas has agreed to a ceasefire proposal put forward by the mediators in Egypt and Gadar. However, it was unclear whether Israel, which is preparing to occupy Gaza City, is going to agree.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play Stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry Yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
To that. Newsmax is going to pay $67 million to settle a defamation suit with Dominion over the airing of false claims to the company's voting machines used in an effort to manipulate the 2020 presidential election.
Well, man, everybody they brought suit against has had to either
pay big money.
Huge. They had a case.
I wonder if Dominion is gotten well. I mean, they probably, people would doubt them forever at this point. That's probably what their defamation suit said, but they're getting a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
The Novo Nordisk obesity drug Wegovy has gotten accelerated FDA approval to treat a serious liver disease.
Really?
Making it the first one of those to help in that area. I heard that the price on all those has really dropped. Not knowing, having not done that, I don't know what they cost. But I heard that they've had some price cuts on that. This was an interesting statistic. See if you can guess who it is, unless you hadn't seen the story. Who is the longest serving female anchor in American TV history?
Jane Pauley, maybe, or
that was a good guess. That's out. The obvious one would be Barbara Walters, but it's not her either.
Don't know.
Deborah Norville.
Yeah, I thought she just finally said, "I'm going to give it up." Just recently,
She did, but she's going to a syndicated game show called The Perfect Line.
Huh? Because I think she was doing E.T. or something. She wasn't even doing...
She was doing Inside Edition.
Okay, there you go.
From 1995 forward. But before that, she was a correspondent anchor at CBS News. She was with NBC Today Show, NBC News at Sunrise, Deborah Norville Tonight on MSNBC, Deborah Norville Show on ABC Talk Radio. She tried it all.
I liked her on Inside Edition. So her TV show is going to be called The Perfect Line?
Yeah.
Set to premiere in the fall. All right.
Game show.
Who was the female anchor that, I don't know, it's not important, but she went to a daytime game show years ago, and she does it in New York. And
Meredith Vieira.
Who is it?
Meredith Vieira.
Meredith Vieira.
She was, yes, I think that's who you were thinking
about. She's
she
just wonderful. On. She's delightful.
Yeah, she's a delightful person, and she was good in that, in everything she did. Deborah, I remember I was at the Today Show one morning early, and this is a fun story because I was in my suit. I was really dressed up. And I got there real early, and I was waiting in the green room for one of the producers, Steve Friedman, who was going to let me sit with him, you know, for the Today Show, so I could learn, pick up, you know, just learn as a young producer. So I'm there. My name is on the list, says Jimmy Carter. I'm on the list to be approved to be there. So I'm there. And people were coming into work. They thought I was with Secret Service, that Jimmy Carter was coming.
That's funny. That's great.
They thought I was an advanced person for Carter. And then Deborah Norville came through there. Boy, she was a tall drink of water.
Real?
She was beautiful. I mean, woo. Yeah, she was a tall drink of water. That's what I remember.
To answer
anyway,
your question.
She's getting lifetime,
go ahead.
Lifetime Achievement Award.
And she
for
she,
the longest serving female anchor.
She, too, in my impression. I haven't seen her in a long time, other than when that story came out about her leaving Inside Edition. What was it? She was just wonderfully delightful, it seems. Your question, I thought, well, that might interest a lot of people. You said that you'd heard some of these semi-glutide products, like Wegovy, for instance, have gone down. So I ask AI if sometimes it's right. They point to NBC News reporting that Novo, the manufacturer of Wegovy, has reduced the price for uninsured patients for Wegovy from $1,349 a month to $499 a month.
Still expensive.
Similarly, yeah. Eli Lilly has introduced a self-pay program that lowers the cost of their product, Zepbound, which is a semaglutide, to $499 a month for the higher dose levels, not the low dose levels, which apparently can cause price to go up. So there's your answer. But when I ask it, how much is semaglutide without insurance?
It's $130 to $200 a month.
There you go, buddy. Between $129 for compounded products that are not FDA approved, and $1,850 a month for FDA-approved products. Well, compounded is FDA-approved, isn't it? It's just using...
I don't know.
That's what you
use. There's a lot of people running around with it.
Yeah.
I saw a lot of that at the Moody Center.
But it made you sick as can be for
months. I didn't handle it very well. I tried it a little bit, and then it was like, all right.
It worked for you.
Not for me. Oh, yeah, I lost a lot of weight really quickly.
But you got tired of being nauseous and sick.
Yeah.
But, you know, I don't hear about that as much as I used to.
All that stuff sounds terrible to me, particularly after what I just went through. You know, I don't want to...
I'll give you a few days. See how it sounds, yeah.
Yeah, I think it's no.
I did it for about, 6, maybe 8 weeks of my Calitrin, eat right, not eat carbs anyway, that I've been doing since last September. I've lost 100 pounds. During the time I did that, and then I had to quit because of knee surgery and stuff, and then the cost, man, the cost is like, ooh, loaded. It's not covered by insurance for me. And it does take away your appetite in a significant way.
Fasting does too, apparently. At some point,
I
wasn't hungry anymore.
That's the thing. Now that I've been doing this for so long, I'm not as obsessed with food. Now, I found out I can accidentally eat too much and then, I need more again. You know, it's like alcohol. For me.
Yeah, but I think once you starve yourself, which I had done, you know, for 36 hours or something, I was not leaving that procedure wanting to go.
Well, your stomach shrinks. Your stomach shrinks and the body's message is, hey, I don't need to fill up like I did. Yeah?
Yeah, so it's just... Kevin Costner and Jake Gyllenhaal are going to be in a movie. Some of
Brokeback
you might have
Mountain.
Read the book.
That's one that...
Bart Baker. No, we don't want to do that again. Sequel. This is, well... This follows a man, Gyllenhaal, who decides to go on a honeymoon with his would-be father-in-law, Costner, after his fiancée dies 2 days before the wedding.
Wow.
Yeah.
That sounds like better to me than a dinosaur movie here.
No, I don't think
so. I watched both on the weekend, by
the way. Which was better?
By the way, I rented both of those, Superman and the dinosaur movie. The dinosaur movie... is really a horror show. That's all it is. It's a roller coaster horror show. When's the next person going to get eaten or chased? And that's really what it is. And it was effective as that. I mean, I sort of enjoyed it, but, you know, been there, done that, seen the dinosaurs eat people movies before, but it was decent.
Y'all talking, especially Eric, has finally completely convinced me that I do want to see that F1 movie with Brad Pitt.
That's the best movie
of
the summer.
No, F1 is great. That's the best movie of the summer.
I'm a player.
Without question.
I want to be on Netflix.
My problem with Superman is that he got beat up too much. He spends a lot of his time recovering to get his butt beat.
Superheroes can't get hurt.
Well, y'all clearly did not watch the comics, because in the comics he did that a lot too, especially early.
Yeah, he's vulnerable. He's vulnerable where Spider-Man is not.
Right. Well, Spider-Man has no power.
Yeah,
did you like Superman, though, or was it just...
Yeah, I liked it, but I just thought it was too much. He needed to be rescuing people and be loved by people more than he was.
Yeah, he was kind of hated in that
and
movie.
I think they were trying to avoid that, because when they were trying not to do what they did with Christopher Reeves, which was fly the American flag and... you know, be truth, justice, in the American way, which is what the early TV Superman had done. So this Superman really does spend a lot of time beat up, most of the time beat up. It's the first time we see him, he's been beat up. And the other Superman, if Kryptonite got him, they got him. But you couldn't just beat him up in general. And, this guy, he gets beat up way too much.
But the dog was great. The dog stole the movie.
The dog was funny. It was funny, and, The dog was cool. I liked it overall, but it's not my Superman. The other Supermen are still my Superman.
Agreed.
And
finally,
the Dallas Cowboy Cheerleaders will be back on Netflix in the third season. They're shooting it now in Dallas for Netflix. The other two did good in the ratings.
I watched both of them. They were both great. Reese is my favorite.
All about the girls trying to...
I got a favorite cheerleader, by the way. Reese, she's my favorite, Jimmy.
Nothing wrong with that, I reckon.
I
no judgment here. Well, Superman, he is our own Superman. Jimmy Carter, thank you. See you tomorrow morning. Superman coming through a colonoscopy. And now he can fly, leap tall buildings in single bounds.
I don't think he's leaping anything today.
Look up in the sky.
No.
Yes, Jimmy Carter. Brought to you by Crestview RV, Swartner Farm and Ranch, and Precision Camera and Video. I know I've said it before that suspending belief is not my favorite thing to do when watching something. However, I can't criticize you. That's just for me, because I suspend belief when I spend hours watching on TV the Austin City Council meetings when they're doing the budget hearings and trying to tell you this means Shinola and it doesn't.
Or anything politically driven.
There's a new development. I'll share it with you briefly here in a second. But
and we're going to talk to J.J. Gotch next.
That's this hour coming up. Yeah, there's a guy suing the Austin City Council now. He's got a good lawyer, too, for lying about the budget. About saying, hey, you say this is important and we're out of money and we're not. Now, can you be held accountable like that? This could be interesting to watch. Stay tuned. It's Eric and Bob, 95.9, Austin's Texas Country.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.